Billy's in the backseat trunk, hanging out of that window of a rusty dunk. Cigarette butts in the floorboard, honey, and another 30 pack in the trunk.
And I'm covered in tattoos. Step in this pocket, my number two pencils and shoes. Fruit of the fucking loon, boa constrictor boots. Mow up your fucking lawn with an 82 vehicle. Put premium gas in a medium glass. Chug it, spit fire, then laugh in a helium mask. Y'all couldn't fuck with a verse if you rehearsed a diss 6 months later and gave it to DJ Drama for horn stabs. I don't battle, I war. I'm from the country where dope dealers.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast. Episode number
110.
Officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and shoe accessories. Only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com. Welcome to the podcast, the Thank You Rob podcast. I'm your host, Rob Small, and I like this podcast because it's fun, and I like fun stuff, and that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. This guy gets it. Johnny question mark.
We're already talking about wrestling. The show's been live for
literally the first line in.
The first, you know, and it won't be the last mention of wrestling.
Absolutely not.
That we make today.
John is without headphones today.
Headphone free is the way to be.
You'd be all right.
Lead by example. That's why I'm wearing headphones.
Didn't Triple H just, you guys read that?
Yeah. No, what did he do?
He escaped his role to help a little kid.
He's scared or something?
He broke character?
Yeah, broke character.
Good for him.
Broke character.
Is it?
Well, we're here live at 33rd Realm. What's the address here? 2567 and one half. Avenue, 7th Avenue, North St. Paul, Minnesota, across from Sandy's Sewing Den, still.
The infamous.
Do you think?
I think in the back they have a gay prostitution ring called Randy's Blowing Den.
MC Rents, guest. Who's this other gentleman to your right here, MC Rents?
Oh, that fella?
Yeah.
It's my pops.
What's up over there? Dave Rents.
I'm freezing my ass off. I'm not sure what's the deal up here. I called the weather guy and said, I'm coming up from Arizona. Do not give me below zero weather.
Or I'll
come down to the station. No, it's been working out just fine.
All right. You can acclimate, right?
No. I'm just here. I'm staying indoors.
Well, we'll get into more about Dave Rents and MC Rents, of course. But we got to touch on what's happened lately. What has happened lately, John? Question.
Like in the world?
Yeah. What's happened? What's it happening?
I don't know. There's a lot of things happening right now.
Yeah. You want to talk about it?
Let's talk about a couple of things.
How about we don't talk about it?
Any of it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's try it. Let's see how good the show goes.
Yeah. Okay. So, today, City Pages published this. 5 West Coast albums that turned 20.
Yes.
And there's some discrepancies here. Because City Pages called it the West Coast albums.
Right.
Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise, 20
Classic.
Years old.
Love it.
Let's start off the show talking about how aged we feel.
Yeah.
Right? When Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise is 20 years old. Right? Tupac, Me Against the World, 20 years old.
Another great one.
Happy birthday. E-40 in a major way. E-Fizzle.
I love E-40. I think that's his voice that I love more than...
I do. I like his voice. Yeah. He comes up with these words, you know, like Fizzle, Fishizzle. Was he that guy?
Yeah, I think Snoop credited him with all that strange...
Language.
Lingo.
Stranglage. And here's the discrepancy. True. T-R-U.
Yeah.
Pete Rents, you were a No Limit guy, weren't you?
Nah,
a little bit.
I had a record or two because of the production, but
because Beats by the Pound. That's why.
I was not a fan of the lyrics, etc.
So they claim this is a West Coast album, and True, apparently, when it first started, had both members from New Orleans and from the West Coast. But by the time this album came out, it was just Master P, C Murder, and Silk the Shocker. So there's nothing West Coast, in my opinion, about that record.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever.
So, City Pages, whoever wrote that article, what's up with that? What's up with that?
Shame.
And the fifth
shame.
One, turning 20 years old. How do you say his name?
AC Alone.
AC Alone. Because I was just going to say it and wreck it.
Yeah.
The album, All Balls Don't Bounce.
AC Alone's great, man. Freestyle Fellowship member. I mean, really an all-timer. I mean, yeah, that's really all there is to say about AC Alone.
Pete Rentz, are you a fan of any of these albums?
Yeah, Tupac, obviously.
Yeah.
And what was the
Gangsta's first? Paradise?
Coolio, Gangsta's Coolio, Paradise.
Yeah, that was all right. Yeah. Had his moments, but Tupac.
Now, that was his second album, second Coolio album. Obviously.
It takes a Thief was a great record.
Right, yeah.
That was a phenomenal record.
What was on Gangsta? Would you remember any of those tracks from Gangsta's Paradise?
I remember
Too Hot.
Too Hot was on there?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. And then Gangsta's Paradise, of course. Yeah. You know, Gangsta's Paradise is one of those songs that I didn't know that it was basically a cover mm-hmm. of the Stevie Wonder song.
Right.
An interpolation, I believe.
Yeah. Didn't know. And actually, this was probably 4 years ago. I heard the full Songs in the Key of Life mm-hmm. album and by Stevie Wonder. And that song, what's the song actually? Is it Poverty's Paradise?
Yeah. Is that right?
Something like that. That's the Stevie Wonder version. I'm like, what the? Coolio.
Cool. You know, we didn't mention Stevie Wonder.
Is coming to Minneapolis.
Coming to town and doing Songs in the Key of Life.
The full album.
Front to back.
Yes.
Which would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I can't go because I'm in Las Vegas, but I hope that I tweeted that I hope no one I know goes to the concert because I don't want anyone to tell me how great it was and what I missed out on. So I'm like, just I hope nobody goes.
Who are you going to see in Las Vegas?
Oh, I'm not going to see any bands.
Britney
I'm just
Spears.
Going to drink. Party and
but they don't have booze here.
Oh, they do. But it's considerably warmer. I can drink outside there. I mean, I could drink outside here too, but they'd be like, it's a homeless guy.
Well, if you drink enough here outside, you will feel warm.
Yeah,
feel
warm.
Yeah,
be frostbitten.
Here's another thing that's happened lately. You remember TLC?
Yes.
And Dave, I don't want to exclude you with some of these topics. So if you know, just chime in.
Stevie Wonder is one of my favorite musicians.
Yeah.
Incredible songwriter.
Absolutely. Are you going to check him out? Because this is I don't know if it's worldwide, but he's going everywhere, Stevie Wonder, with this tour.
Stevie's in Phoenix.
You should do it. I would like to. It's definitely one of those $100 ticket, I'm sure.
But it'd be
well
like
worth it.
Once-in-a-lifetime thing. Like, at this point, how many more chances are you going to get to see?
Most families spend $75 to $100 mm-hmm. bucks just taking their kids out to eat. Mm-hmm. I mean, $100 for a ticket is nothing
right.
these days.
Right.
For an amazing life-altering experience.
Life-altering.
I like it.
I like that. So, TLC. You guys remember TLC?
Very much so.
T-Boz, Left Eye, Chili?
Yes.
No doubt.
As you know, Left Eye passed away.
She did.
And
now, was that a car accident?
It was a car
accident. Or was it a plane crash?
I was
confused. Her.
Fire.
No, it was a car accident.
One of them, Aaliyah was one, and
Aaliyah was
left
the plane.
Aaliyah was the plane, so Left Eye was the car accident.
Yeah. So the remaining members, T-Boz and Chili, are funding a new and final album via Kickstarter. Right? This guy thinks it's hilarious. of course, the fans probably love this, right?
Yeah, the fans of TLC.
Right, fans of TLC. Not to be confused with PLC.
No.
Who also has two members.
Yep. That's they call it like, how do you keep the L?
Right.
In the, if it's supposed to be, it should just be T and C.
Right.
TC.
You would think so.
Whatever.
But they got the name recognition. I wanted to go through, because I went through some the Kickstarter incentives that you get if you donate to this fund this new album. And there's some good things in here. For $10, what they're calling TLC Inspo, the Inspo, which I've learned is for inspiration.
Nice.
You get a PDF of handwritten list of TLC's top 15 favorite songs of all time.
Okay, so I have so many questions about this already.
Well, first of all, let me just explain. So a PDF is just like a computerized, a digital document.
I know what a PDF is.
Well, I'm just explaining this to people that might not know.
Okay. So
talking to me?
It's a handwritten
list. Not directly
talking to... Handwritten by whom?
By TLC.
Okay, so one of the two, TLC, one of the T or the C, are going to handwrite
a list
of their 15 favorite songs, and
the
they're going to scan it.
The 15 favorite TLC songs or the 15
favorite
songs?
Like, inspirational.
Their songs that they like, not their songs particularly.
Right, right.
You know. I'm hashtag an inspo tomorrow.
I mean.
So that's for it. I'm just saying, this is the value you can get in $10. For $50... Which this is probably my favorite, and I'm probably going to do this one. Mm-hmm. For $50, it's called Dance School, mm-hmm. and you get access to TLC's dance moves tutorial. So,
a video
of like showing you step by step how to do these dance moves, and of course that includes the TLC inspo as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, for $250, you can get a voicemail by TLC, where TLC will record your outgoing voicemail message. Customized to you. So
I should have thrown some of those into my last Kickstarter.
That would have been cool. talking with John here, we're thinking about this. If we start a Kickstarter to raise $250 so that we can then invest that $250 into this TLC Kickstarter.
Nice. Yes.
And get a thank you, Rob, intro.
We're going to put it on the show.
By TLC.
So we'll do our Kickstarter to pay for their Kickstarter.
Right.
What are your rewards going to be? I'd like to donate.
I don't know. That's
a great... So in turn, we do have to have rewards. Yeah. Right? So maybe we'll provide
voicemail messages for other people.
So what do we get for 50 cents?
PDFs. Yeah,
that's probably what people would be willing to pay.
We would have to start at 50 cents. That would have to be the lowest.
What would it get, like a pat on the head?
Yeah,
I would go with a handshake.
Yeah, a handshake or a high five.
High five would be $1.
A cunt kick.
That'd be like the $500 one. Come on in and get your cunt kicked. For $500, this is back to the TLC Kickstarter, or I'm sorry, $350, fan calls, it's called, and TLC actually calls you on the phone, and you can have a phone conversation with them. So that sounds nice.
Yeah, I mean.
What do you get for $10,000?
I don't know if it goes that high. For $2,000, you can have a workout with Chili of TLC.
Nice.
So some perv out there is going to be like, finally.
You guys should do the Kickstarter for that one.
That would be grand, man. Imagine how embarrassing. I have to imagine that Chili is fairly fit, like physically fit.
Yep.
So imagine the comedy of someone like me who literally never exercises trying to work out with,
I'd see a funny video
from TLC. I'd be great.
Yeah.
There's comedy gold opportunity.
And
right
I just want it to be known there's others in between these. These are just my personal highlights.
Right.
And for $5,000, John, this one might be for you. Maybe Dave down there. For $5,000, a sleepover with either Chili in Atlanta, who must live in Atlanta, or or T-Boz, who lives in L.A.
In a separate bed?
It doesn't specify. There's probably some fine...
Certainly got my attention.
Some details.
I don't know, for
and once again, for $10,000, what do you imagine they would do if they were to?
It looks like they've pretty much put all the guards down here just for $5,000 for a sleepover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, and I'm sure for $5,000 you get to have the phone conversation, the voicemail,
the workout.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, $10,000, I couldn't imagine.
And then you go to sleep.
Yeah, you, exactly.
Something that reminded me while I was seeing this. T-Boz was married to Mac 10 at one time, and they have a kid that's 13 years old.
Are you kidding me?
She's married to Mac 10?
Little Mac?
They were. Okay, wow. So I looked this up. They were married in the year 2000, divorced in 2004, immediately followed by a restraining order against Mac 10.
Wow.
Anyone remember, is Mac 10 the gangster, the killer, or the dope dealer?
I don't recall.
He was the gangster. Actually,
the gangster, the killer, and the dope dealer.
I don't know.
Ice Cube was the gangster.
Yeah. Dope Dealer would have been Mac 10.
Okay.
I think.
And Dub C was the killer.
Before we leave TLC.
Okay.
I also read today that there is a new tour going around, which is headlined by New Kids on the Block.
Mm-hmm.
And the undercard, if you will, the supporting acts are TLC and Nelly.
What?
Yeah. That's the tour. Yeah, I thought that was
Nelly has his own show now.
Yeah, but Nelly is touring as support for the New Kids on the Block and on equal footing with TLC. I thought that was an odd pairing.
That is an odd pairing. But if you three of them.
Yeah. But maybe there's some people in that sort of age group who were like young in the 80s that remember and like New Kids on the Block. But we're still young enough in the 90s to like TLC in the late 90s, you know, Nelly.
Nelly, right.
I had an NKOTB tape.
There you go.
I did too.
So, Pete, you're step probably
by step.
You're probably the target audience for the NKOTB.
Did you see my eyes light up?
Nelly TLC tour.
How much are tickets and when is the show? Are they coming to Minneapolis? Do you know?
Yes. No, they're coming to St. Paul.
Oh, nice. Coming,
I think it's the Excel Center.
Right.
I immediately, okay. It was the first thing I did was like, oh God, I hope they're coming here.
TLC, by the way, is supporting tour with this new album, probably followed by what they're doing there. That's a smart move. They're laying the groundwork. Hey, TLC is still here.
We're still around. Contribute to our Kickstarter.
And Dave, you might not get this reference, but for $10,000, I'd imagine maybe a new biography that they actually, because they just recently had the made-for-TV movie. Right, which is
yes,
apparently terrible.
It was. I heard it was really bad.
So maybe for $10,000, they're like, we'll actually make one that we have some input on and isn't terrible.
I bet Andre Rison wishes he could have paid $10,000 not to have Left Eye burn down his house. That's because that's what I would have done.
Sting. Let's talk about Sting.
The wrestler, not
the wrestler,
the musician.
Not the musician, yes.
I was getting excited.
We don't have any Sting the musician. Actually, I do have Sting the musician news.
You do?
Yeah, they did a Broadway show with it's all over. Of his music, and it just ended because they didn't have enough ticket sales. Yep, apparently. What? He even joined the show as the cast to try and boost as a member of the cast to try and boost it, but they couldn't.
That's really got a Sting.
Yeah.
On Broadway.
And there's one.
So there's your Sting the Musician news before we jump into our Sting the Wrestler news.
Sting the Wrestler.
Yeah.
So at first I thought he was returning to Monday Night Raw, right?
That was an incorrect
assumption. But that was incorrect. He is debuting.
He has never been on Monday Night Raw because he always wrestled for WCW.
For those unfamiliar with Sting the Wrestler, those are air quotes.
Yeah.
Dave is raising your hand. Yeah, show of hands. Show of hands. He's the guy that looks like the Crow.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So he debuted on Monday Night Raw.
He debuted on Monday
Night. This was a big deal.
He appeared at, I think, one pay-per-view back, but this is his first ever appearance on Monday Night Raw because he always worked for WCW for so long. He was an icon over there. I mean, he was their big, him and Ric Flair were like WCW's big guys. And everyone else, after WCW folded and was bought by WWF, now WWE, they all went over, except for Sting. He refused. He never did. So it's a very big deal now.
Fuck those guys, he said.
But now he's in there, and apparently they're setting up a thing, so he's going to wrestle Triple H.
Okay.
So now, that should be exciting, I think.
And also, the NWO is back. Or is that a new thing? Is this new? NWO? Returning?
The NWO, I think it was just like a one night only. I don't think they're actually back.
Those guys are too old to wrestle.
They are way too old. But I think a little bit, but like if you look at Kevin Nash, he's in movies like where he plays a stripper. Like he is physically fit.
This is the second time you've used
what?
The term physically
fit.
He's physically fit.
Physically fit.
He's very physically fit.
Yeah.
He was in Magic Mike.
Is he a ripped and glistening?
Well, he's no Lil Bow Wow, but he's close enough.
Something we didn't cover last week. Beastie Boys' last album was called Hot Sauce Committee Part 2.
Right.
And they did a track with Nas, Nasty Nas.
Yes.
And there was a video made for this, which never surfaced until...
Now.
Until after we recorded last week's episode of the podcast. They waited, probably.
They're
until,
like, we can't let those guys break the news.
Right. So it came out and... It was almost immediately pulled. By the time I saw the headline, and then later I went to watch it, and it was gone everywhere off the internet, which I didn't think that was possible, that you could remove such things from the internet so quickly. But apparently with time and money and power.
If you have the resources, you can do anything.
Yeah, this is true. But we did. We finally got to watch it tonight, and I was very... Is unimpressed the right word? Unimpressed?
It was fine.
It was a video.
Yeah. It was cool to see them all together, but right? Once like the coolness of seeing them all together wears off, you're just like, this is just guys walking around a grocery store, you know, rapping.
Yeah.
Guys who, I mean, some of those guys do not look good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Mike
Nas
D.
Nas still looks great.
Right. As I said, Nas could wear a bucket hat. How old is he? He's probably 40, almost 40.
Well, this was the 20-year anniversary of...
Illmatic.
Yeah. So, yeah, I gotta imagine.
Nas could be 60 years old and he puts a bucket hat on and he looks like he's 18 again.
Teenager.
Yeah.
Nas looks good.
And Mike D looks like Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Who stabbed a guy. We didn't cover that. We should have covered the Screech stabbing a guy on the show. It's too late now. Everyone's read the story.
Madonna. Let's talk about Madonna.
You guys Madonna fans at all?
I've seen all her shows.
Have you really?
Whenever she comes through Topeka, Kansas, I'm there.
Yeah?
Front row.
Topeka only, though?
I don't know if I can believe you or not.
How many
just
times?
Don't. Just don't. Dave's there.
62
he's got
years
phone.
Old. I am honest as the day is short.
Oh.
Okay, Madonna has. I got to say this about Madonna. She does a good job of staying relevant.
Yes.
Whether her, I guess I couldn't say for sure if her music's any good or not. But
no.
Define relevant.
Okay,
she's in the news.
She's in the news. Let's say that. Yeah. Guess who's not in the news? Me.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a good
she
thing or a bad
thing.
She has
had her career longevity has been outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, for pop music where people can come and go, you know, in the blink of an eye, the how long she's been able to maintain a career is really impressive. If it's probably the most impressive thing about Madonna.
I am a material girl in a material world.
That's yeah, but she hasn't recorded with Tony Bennett. And that concerns me.
No. Ah, but Lady Gaga has.
Dang right, she has.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Okay, so her new album is called Rebel Heart. And on the cover, she's wrapped in, like, microphone cable. I don't know what it is, but
okay.
Whatever, Madonna, whatever you're into. Here's a few things. Okay, so the album pre-order is available on iTunes right now. A few interesting things that stick out about this album. There's a track called Iconic, which features Chance the Rapper.
Love it.
And Mike Tyson.
What does Mike Tyson do?
I don't know. That's the speculation right now. Let's build some speculation.
Do you guys think Mike Tyson sings, raps,
doesn't he make talks? Grills?
It could be like a grunt.
I don't know what he does.
What kind of grills?
Like for cooking steaks and stuff?
Oh, that's,
that's George
Foreman.
Foreman.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm 62 years old.
Mike
Help
Tyson.
Dave, you're, at this day and age, when you say grills, it can be more than just.
It's for your, the teeth.
Yeah. It was like maybe he's knocking out teeth. He's
Mike Tyson
like, hey, I'm
should
sorry,
make grills.
I'm sorry.
That's actually a really good idea. Though.
I'm sorry I knocked your teeth out. Here's some grills.
Mike Tyson.
With the tattoo on the outside of the grill.
Yeah, there you go. It's a tribal.
Have you seen Mike Tyson Mysteries?
I have not watched it yet.
You have to watch Mike Tyson Mysteries. It's the greatest. Have you guys seen
I saw that? One episode and I forgot to watch the rest.
So
it was
Mike,
all right.
They solve crimes with Mike Tyson at like teenaged Asian girl who was dropped off at his doorstep and he adopted. the ghost of the Marquis of Queensberry who invented the rules of boxing like 200 years ago.
Okay.
And a man who was turned into a pigeon by his ex-wife that's played by Norm Macdonald. Like just the absurdity is just, it's off the charts. It's so good. You have to. It's only 15 minutes once a week, but it's outstanding.
Did they finish up the first season?
I want to say there's been like 9 or 10 episodes. Okay. I'm not. I think they're still cranking out new ones. But it's
is it
really
on Comedy Central.
It's on Adult Swim, I think.
All
right. Yeah. It is. Yeah. And Mike Tyson has a thing. He has pigeons. That's his thing. If you don't know.
Yeah.
One of the best internet memes. If you haven't seen this. Is him? There's a picture of him holding like two pigeons, one in each hand, facing each other, and the meme says, "Now kiss."
He doesn't do an Ozzy Osbourne thing.
No, I don't think so.
I think he's a peaceful man.
He is these days.
Oh yeah.
Now this is something I did not know that apparently back when cannabis was I don't know if he's still making music, but he had a song in 1998 called Second Round Knockout, Second Round KO, that featured Mike Tyson.
What did he do on that song?
Don't ask me these questions. I just read the news. I read what's ever on this paper in front of me.
Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. Also, on this new Madonna record, there's a track with Nicki Minaj. I think that's already been out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't listened to it.
A track with Nas.
Love it.
Bringing it back.
Mm-hmm.
And a track featuring piano by Miss Alicia Keys.
Your favorite.
Yes. Mrs. Swizz Beatz. Son of a
Ms.
bitch.
Beatz.
And a production by Kanye West on a track. So,
I love that. I mean,
again, she works with these younger people, which is, you know.
Probably how she stays so relevant.
Right, yeah. Madonna calls you and says, I want to do a song with you. You're not. You're, Like, where's your pointy bra? I'm going to wear it. You know, just tell me what to
do. Well, she was going to play with people her own age, but they're all dead.
Nice. And that's why Dave Rentz is on the show tonight.
62. Thank you.
All right, you want to talk about the best worst rapper bracket?
Yes.
So, Dave, we got this. Speaking of aging, all right, with the older we get, I guess, the new rap, that's the new hip hop, the new music that's out there, tends to suck.
Yeah, we've become sort of grumpy old men about the state of the current rap music. Yeah, we're very curmudgeonly.
Curmudgeonly. So we got this the best worst rapper bracket, which started off with 16. What we deem to be terrible rappers.
Yep.
We're down to week 7.
Yep. We put it to the people every week. They vote on who's worse, and that person advances in the tournament, much like, you know, NCAA tournament.
Right.
We started with the Sweet 16. We're down now, after this matchup, after next week, down to our Final Four.
All right. So who was week 7?
So here? Week 7 matchup was Soulja Boy versus 2 Chainz.
Mm-hmm. Formerly
Titty Boy the Prince. I added the Prince part on there. I'm pretty sure that.
Is that real? Is that part of it?
No, I don't think
it could,
so.
It could be.
Would it surprise you?
That would actually make it a legit name.
Yeah, would it Titty surprise Boy you if Prince. It was Titty Boy the Prince?
No, it would not.
That's Jane's rap name.
So who came away with the win? Who came away with the win?
And after a real slugfest, 2 Chainz came out victorious for being worse than Soulja Boy. So he advances on to the next round to face the winner of next week's matchup, this week's matchup, which is a real barn burner, a real slobber knocker, Rich Homie Quan taking on Riff Raff.
Riff Raff. Who is your prediction for this
week? Who do I think is going to win?
Yeah.
God's tough. I think Riff Raff has the name value. I think people actively dislike him.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Rich Homie Quan's actually probably worse, but I think
it's easier to hate Riff
Raff. It's easy to hate Riff Raff because he's so obnoxious. So I think Riff Raff will probably take it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Pete, what do you think?
I like Riff Raff.
I was going to say, he's kind of, there's something about him.
I like him a lot.
That I don't mind. I'm going
to
go
it's,
Rich
Homie
Quan.
It's sad to see him and 2 Chainz moving on because I like them both.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
So Dave.
How can you hate him?
Dave, having no idea. Or maybe you do. I don't know. You could surprise me with this. Just judging by the names here, you've never seen an image, never heard the music. Rich Homie Quan versus Riff Raff. Who's worse? Let's just base this off of the names.
Well, I've never heard of either of them, but Riff Raff, I'm getting a visual of like a guitar player on a log lashed together going down the river. Am I misreading something here?
Absolutely not.
So I would have to go with Riff Raff.
That's better. That's better. I like that.
Which is past tense for Riff Raff.
Right. Right. All right. So it's a 50-50.
It's 50-50.
50-50.
Well, let's see. Yeah, we'll see how it shakes out. So by the time you're hearing this, polls will be live.
Polls will be open.
On the
Phones will
Rob
be ringing off the hook.
Facebook page. And thankyourob.com. So check it out. Keep
all right,
voting.
Let's take a break here. We'll come back and talk with Dave Rentz and Pete Rentz. And maybe even getting the third gen in on this.
Three generations of Rentzes.
Let's keep him out of the public. For
he'd,
now.
He'd be more than happy to
grab a mic.
Talk about poop. And
all right. Ready? Break. Hey, Chewbacca. That's a nice hat you're wearing. What's that made of? Suede? Velour? Tauntaun fur? What? Brims and tongues, huh? I've heard of them. They make the matching tongue inserts for your shoes, too, right? What? You got the matching Tauntaun inserts for your Chucks, too? Oh, I see. Brimsandtongues.com, huh? But those are exclusive to you? Yeah, yeah. Always let the Wookiee win, I know. But I'll check out brimsandtongues.com right now. Thank You Rob Podcast and Brims and Tongues do not condone the killing of fictional characters such as a Tauntaun. Star Wars, Chewbacca, Tauntaun, and are all copyrighted material used without permission from Lucasfilms. Here we are back again on the podcast at 33rd Realm, North St. Paul, across from Sandy's sewing den and John's blowing Ben.
Randy's.
whatever.
Why is it my blowing den? I don't want the blowing den.
My apologies. That's not what I meant. All right. Let's take a moment to head over to thankyourob.com, where you will find the link to Brims and Tongues, the yes. official sponsor of the Thank You Rob podcast. Dave, can I direct your attention? Pete's seen this thing a million times. He's really sick of looking at it, John especially. This is a Brims and Tongues backpack.
Oh, my God.
You see that?
I have never seen anything so... Were you on LSD when you made that?
I didn't make it, but I'm sure the guy who did was on many things. Uppers, downers, lefter, righters.
I've never seen anything so... I wish the people could see what we're seeing right now.
They could if they went to brimsandtongues.com.
That's right.
But you can save 20% with a coupon code THANKYOURob20 on the Brims and Tongues backpack. There's also a hat that matches. Thank you, Rob. 20.
To match.
Oh, I thought that was the hat. I was going to say, boy, that's a big one.
Thankyourob.com. Click Brims and Tongues. Go there. Check out all the other stuff they got. Hats.
They got lots of great stuff.
Shirts. Tongue inserts for your shoes. For days.
I've been sporting the dark side of the soda.
How would you insert your tongue in a shoe?
People are into that, Dave.
Soda. Black on black.
Black on black.
Soda under the bill. Some really nice stuff.
It is. Much love to Amber Ace Cleveland and Michael Allen for supporting the podcast. Now, Dave Rentz, Pete Rentz. I don't know who to start with here.
Where can you start, really?
Where can we start?
Start with the funny guy.
Yeah.
So him.
I really wish we would, if we were recording during that little break we took right there, there was these crazy quips that Dave's known for.
It was bread
puns. Legendary.
It's why I had to move away 35 years ago. It was either that or do some hard time in Stillwater. not the prison, the town.
John, you want to start with a high five question for Dave?
Any high five question? All right, let's do it.
There you go.
Let's do it. All right, Dave. If you could talk to any type of animal, what kind of animal would it be?
Good question.
Well, it would have to be a turtle.
Just
turtle?
It would have to be a turtle.
Which, like, specifically any kind of turtle?
A sea turtle.
Sea turtle? Whoa. Were you answering the question over there?
Yeah, he said Arctic fox.
Arctic fox. The youngest of the third generation. I don't know if that's the right term.
The
for
oldest
it,
of the third?
The oldest
he
of the
is the oldest
generation.
Of the third gen, yeah. So it would be. But sea turtle. Why a sea turtle?
Well, when I see a turtle, I just want to hop on it and ride it.
It's because we watched a turtle movie today. It's the only thing you can get.
It's still stuck in my craw.
Ninja Turtle?
Was it Ninja Turtles? Or was it like a turtle documentary?
A turtle tale.
Turtle tail.
Turtle tail.
That sounds fun.
It was adorable.
Hmm. Dave, do you? This isn't even on here, but I'm interested because you've been a musician for a long time.
Since I was 15.
15.
Did I tell you I was 62 now?
I think your memory is. So Prince. Are you a Prince fan at all?
I appreciate his integrity and his intenseness, and but I wish he would have stayed more secret. I've been seeing him on talk shows lately, and it's kind of ruining everything for
me. It ruins the mystique.
Really?
A little
bit. It does. Yeah.
I like the
he's
mystique.
So tiny. I thought, you know, you look at this guy in the movies, and he must be like 6'5". In real life, he's like 4'7".
He used to hire a woman to try on his clothes.
And you never see a close-up of his platform shoes, which gives him another 5 inches.
Right, yeah. I was actually just at the Hard Rock Cafe that they have at the Mall of America, and they have some outfits from Purple Rain, and you look at them, and it's like, how did anyone fit into that?
Well, they may have shrunk because his over laundry, time washing, laundry service, yeah. He finally had to let them go.
Well, my question to you then is, do you know what Prince's real name is?
Boy, when I was starting out, I remember he was playing his own shows in North Minneapolis, and he refused to do, you know, any of the club scenes or anything. He was just going to go straight to where he went, obviously. Prince Rogers.
Very good.
Rogers.
Look at him go.
Prince Rogers Nelson, but Nelson, that's more than I think most people have gotten out of it.
Yeah. Most people didn't even know his real name was Prince, but that's impressive. Prince Rogers Nelson is a good
and
one.
And his dad isn't Ozzie Nelson or Ricky Nelson. There's no relation. One's white and the other one's not.
John, what's your question?
Oh, I was so enthralled by the Prince question. That I didn't think to
Well, they have medicine for that.
Yes. All right. Jeez. There's so many good questions on this list, really. Oh, I like this one because it's new. Do you believe in Bigfoot or Sasquatch or aliens or any extraterrestrial? Or
I believe in everything and nothing.
Okay.
That covers everything.
How about a Rougarou?
Do you believe in the Rougarou?
Rougarou?
I have no idea what that is.
The Rougarou is like the Sasquatch of
the Cajun Sasquatch.
The Cajun Sasquatch is the Rougarou. Wow.
He's so actually more of like a werewolf.
Yeah, he is a werewolf.
Jaden, do you know what a Rougarou is?
How about a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch?
Chupacabra, too.
Yep. Chupacabra, yes.
Chupacabra.
What did I say? Cuchapagra.
Dave, is there a profession that you have always admired?
Just being a musician. I mean, that's just most incredible thing anyone could do is be a musician. I think everybody's got a song in them or two, but only a few of us get to see the stage.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has pain behind those eyes.
God, I wish I'm not getting so serious here.
Could someone break the tension?
I'll break the tension with a more jokey question here. A little lighthearted question.
Lighthearted, I like that.
All right, have you ever fallen victim to any terrible fashion trends in your life?
Look what I'm wearing.
Jeez, Weston. I thought you looked good.
I've always been about 10 years behind in the fashion scene because I go to the Goodwill and I can get these things that were just so incredible, and now they're just laughable.
I thought your Zubas look really good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah. He rocked a fanny pack well into the 2000s.
You know, I just read today that they're making a comeback.
Fanny packs?
Fanny packs are back. That's what they're saying.
Well,
you know,
just stop.
And you know, Jeff Cowell, who I think listens to the show, Jeff has been wearing a fanny pack as long as I've known him, and he's always claimed that they were cool, and we've always told him that they were not cool. But for once in our relationship, which is going on 15 years now, he is going to be right, and I am going to be wrong, and the fanny pack will be cool.
Well, that's true.
Fashions usually take 20 years to come back.
Right. If you can ride it out for those 20 years, then you're going to be right.
Everything's in cycles.
Essentially, you're going to be ahead of the curve.
Yes.
Once you see a man naked, you can only picture that man naked, and I just see Jeff in a fanny pack.
Just the fanny pack.
Strategically placed. Thank you.
Well, Pete, do you want a high five?
Bring it.
Jesus Christ! We're gonna hit all the questions.
Yeah, we're gonna rip through them. Hey, maybe we can get something that we don't touch on often.
We did that. Pete Rentz, what is something that not a lot of people know about you, but you wish more people did know about you?
I'm an avid Scrabble player.
We knew that. Yeah, I've been avid. Crushed.
Oh, avid. I thought you said average.
Average.
I'm like,
I'm
so great about that? You're an average Scrabble player. Like, I'm probably an average Scrabble player. I didn't know that.
You could be having Scrabble tournaments on Sundays.
This
here.
Sunday, actually.
That's
at
right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's throw a shout out for
tournament,
that.
10 a.m.
How's that for a segue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right here at 33rd Realm.
And there's no NFL football Sunday. So
there's not.
You know, no excuses. Come on down to 33rd Realm.
We had the game
Realm
on last couple weekends.
Come out and play in the Scrabble tournament.
We had
but you probably beat. You probably lose to Rents. But
no, I'm not as good. not as good as I used to be.
And he's going to buy a couple dozen eggs so we could have some scrambled eggs in the back. People get hungry as they're trying to think of words.
It does take a lot out of you. Pete Rentz, what's in your stereo right now? What you listening to?
I don't have a stereo.
But if you had one.
I mean, generally just my instrumentals. Just whenever I get a free moment
from the fan.
Bumping my own shit.
Try to write. Any opportunity I can.
Johnny Lingo Trio. That's not even opened yet.
Yeah.
Good. That's a good answer.
I like it. All right. So, PJ, if you could be a member of any television family, what family would you join?
Don't say Cosby.
It would have to be the Bundys. I mean,
the Bundys, Married with Children.
Yeah.
I love
without
it.
Without a doubt.
You know, I think someone's answered that before, and then we always made the reference of didn't Bud Bundy have like a rap?
He had a rap album.
A rap album. You guys could have like come up as brothers, put out a record together.
We could have.
That would have been amazing.
We should have. I've dreamt about it.
You know what's funny? You're wearing a
New Jersey Devils
hat.
Yes, I am.
And what's the guy's name? Bud Bundy's real name.
David Faustino.
Yeah. So there's a video out there of one of his songs, and he's wearing, this was like starter jacket era.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the zip-up one, yeah. Not the pullovers, but yep. He was wearing a New Jersey Devils. I remember that specifically.
The Devil's starter jacket?
Devil's nice. Starter jacket, ooh. Yeah.
There was a couple cats in here a couple weeks ago that were, they all had Jets shit on and matching shirts. And
nice.
They were fans.
You know what I want to bring back is the Wonder Years, Kevin Arnold's, I believe it's a Jets. Like
New York Jets.
Yeah. Jacket. Like the, what do you call that? Varsity style.
Yeah, it's like a letter jacket. Letterman's jacket.
Yeah. Green and white. I'd
rock
the
Jets patch.
I mean, I would look terrible in it, but just to pay homage to.
I'm going to have one made for you.
You
for
would look bad in
I
green.
I would love that.
Forest green, that would be awful on you. You're a gray and a black fella. You look really handsome right now.
I'm a dark color kind of guy. Because you know why, Pete? I wear dark colors. But it's my personality that brightens the room.
Yep.
It really shines through.
It really shines
makes your
through.
Face like just
just huge.
Yeah. Just turn into the worst episode of the podcast.
Oh, how about this, Pete? What is there a profession that you've always admired? Can't be the same as your dad, though. It can be. That's not true.
I'm going to go against the grain and say police officers.
Wow.
I love cops.
Do you?
Yeah.
Love the police. Love them.
I've thought about doing that, but I don't think that go over too well these days.
That drug testing thing.
I just think it's a lot harder than a lot of people give them credit
absolutely.
For. I think all the hate that they get lately is just fucking bullshit. I mean, there's a lot of shit that goes on that is not right, but there's bad, you know, I don't know, bad apples in every bunch. So.
Right. John, what's the last high five question for Peach?
Peach, if you were a box of cereal, what box of cereal would you be?
That's a good one. Pete loves cereal.
The cereal guy, right?
That's a really tough question. Yeah.
Pete's a cereal killer. That's a line Dave would say.
I'm Sugar Pops.
There you go, Golden Pops. I'm just going to have to say life.
Life first cereal? Thing
that comes, yeah.
Right, and I remember we've had this conversation because I love Cinnamon Life, and I've never had regular life before.
What? I prefer regular.
Never had regular
original
life.
Oh,
never.
Man, you're missing out.
So
the fuck, man.
Yeah.
You know, the wife brought home
maple brown sugar. Is
chocolate Captain Crunch. Have either of you guys tried that? Is it any good?
Sight.
I've never tried it before.
Sight.
I'm looking forward to trying it. It's like I vibe on peanut butter crunch.
Mm-hmm.
I vibe on crunch berries. I super vibe on oops all berries. That's my jam.
Jaden Rentz over here. So I don't know if he wants to chime in on that. What are you doing over there?
No, he keeps wanting to show me GTA stuff.
Oh.
Okay.
That he had a cereal preference.
This is very cool, by the way, guys, that we have the three generation of Rentzes here.
We do.
Dave Rentz, Pete Rentz, and the young Rentz over here. Padawan Rentz.
Mr. JJ.
Dynamite. All right, well, Dave, let's start with you here. You said you've been a musician since you were 15?
Yeah.
How did you get into it?
I remember my dad took me downtown to see a Dixieland jazz band downtown St. Paul, and there was this old black drummer, must have been like 85 years old, just grinning behind the drums, looked like he was having a ball, and that was the happiest old person I'd ever seen. And I thought, this is what I want to do. And it just kind of pretty much started from there. Put our own little garage bands together just so we could attract girls. Cops would come by, tell us to close the garage door. They'd leave, we'd open it back up again.
So what was your first instrument that you played?
Piano.
First, a pianist.
First two bands I was in, I played organ.
Mm-hmm.
But the drummers sucked, so then I decided I better be a drummer. And I've been playing drums ever since.
Mm. So that's where it started.
Yeah.
So in addition to the piano and the drums, you play a variety of instruments now,
I
right?
play flutes, didgeridoo, mandolin, dulcimer, bouzouki.
Chimes.
I'm a really good gongist. Remember the gong show? That was me.
Yeah, really? Me. Wow, wow. You don't get enough credit for that.
I don't need it. I'm independently wealthy. I live out of my truck up in the top of Mingus Mountain.
So maybe some fans of like the Lunatics days might be familiar with, I'd say the biggest song that you were featured on was probably Mandy's Going Through Some Shit, Ruthless Song. playing mandolin.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
It was one of those songs that every time he'd visit, he'd come in the studio and just drop tracks after track, and he probably has no idea what he's even on. So he's played mandolin on multiple.
Still waiting for a check in the mail.
Me too.
whose ball is this?
We've got a 33rd Realm ball, rubber band ball. That's apparently been happening.
Circulating.
Yeah.
I bought it like that.
What's in the middle?
It's a build your own rubber band ball starter kit.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a thing.
It is getting soft, isn't it?
Get your rubber band ball started.
Whatever's in the middle is destroyed now.
With your 33rd Realm rubber band ball starter kit.
I want to know now.
Pete, do you know some tracks that, let's say someone wanted to hear Dave Runtz on a track?
My track, Serendipitous.
Serendipitous, there you go. The video, too.
You see the hair? That's me behind that hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Behind the hair. I remember that.
He's playing the flute at the beginning, the percussion throughout, and then during the little bridge is a hi-hat. That's him, too.
Okay.
And he's playing with his hand.
Given that your dad was a musician your whole life, really, this relationship that you guys have is—I've always been inspired by it because I think it's pretty awesome. Because my dad is—he's awesome in his own right. I don't want to discredit my own dad, but
because he's listening, right?
He is listening. He is the internet, and he loves it. Hey, but Dad. You know what I mean? It's like just so to have your dad with instruments all over in the house. This is just what I imagined the Runtz household as a kid.
We secretly hate each other. Yeah. We fight whenever we're not in public. We're just like, that stupid dummy.
It's like, is Fleetwood Mac, is that a good example of a band that hates each other? Or
I don't know. They recently reunited.
Or is it the Eagles? The Police? There's a few of those bands out there that like they don't see each other.
Milli Vanilli?
Like, Milli Vanilli, yes.
Hate each other.
I think one of those guys is dead.
They are. Oh. Yeah. They don't even see each other anymore.
Clearly.
That's how
But what was that like, though, growing up with, like, you know, with the your dad being a musician? And how did it inspire you to want to make your own music?
I guess it didn't really. I didn't know anything else. That's all I don't know. All I knew was music and sports.
Sports!
And I couldn't afford a babysitter, so he always slept in the dressing room behind the stage.
Is this a true story?
Oh, absolutely. One time we were playing Flagstaff, and the second song into the set, he comes out holding his crotch. I gotta go pee, Dad. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
What kind of father brings his son to...
But that's such a unique experience, you know what I mean? It's not like you're putting him in danger.
Well, it's... my son being here,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, my dad was a cop. I mean, he could have brought me and stuck me in a jail cell. While I was working. So,
touché.
I think we're making progress.
Touché.
Here.
He was the sheriff, Ramsey County. By the way,
one thing that I learned was that you used to record Pete as a kid, just record him talking and singing or something. Oh, I remember hearing Pete played some of that once. Or it's like, what a unique idea! But so it's so easy. You know, whereas kids today are getting raised with, you know, like I take video of my kids with my phone. You know what I mean? But just to hear Pete as a kid, like a little kid, 5-year-old, that's cool. That's cool. And Pete should sample some of that for some music.
Put it on a record.
Got the tapes.
I gotta go pee.
Peter Sounds, they're called.
The Pete Tones.
Well, Dave, what's life like in Arizona? I know you... give lessons, right?
I've taught. I haven't had a student in the past 3 or 4 months. I'm getting really lonely. No, I love teaching. I love preparing the next generation. In fact, one of my students I taught for 9 years is now in his first band, and he's already showing up late for practice, so we've got him off to a good start.
So he knows the rules.
Yeah, he had a fake driver's license, so he just got arrested for that. So he's on the right path.
But so what lessons, what instruments do you
teach? I teach drums, drum set. Okay. Yeah. I'll teach didgeridoo, anything. I'll share anything I do. I'll
bring in 2 sticks, and I'll show you how to beat them together. That sounded bad.
No, he would do that, too.
He would. You could make a beat over there with something.
We gotta get Carnage in here with this looping machine, yes, and we can just loop.
I've told Terrell that multiple times. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta hook up with my dad. I should get him out tomorrow, actually, mm-hmm, or Friday.
Mm-hmm. Looping is my favorite thing to do, because I take all these instruments and I just start laying rhythms down and loop stuff on top. And
that's actually a good segue, Pete, because you are playing a show
Friday
here,
33rd Realm.
33rd Realm on Friday. Why don't you tell us what you're what you have in store?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Covers?
No, Madonna songs? It's all tribal improvisations. I flew up, so I don't have a lot of instruments with me, but I'm just gathering some didgeridoos that I'd made about 20 years ago. Got a couple flutes with me, a little mouth harps from Vietnam.
We'll get a full drum set out here for him, too.
Thumb piano. Yeah, it's supposed to be a drum circle, too. So
yeah.
I was really impressed with what show was that? This was at the place in Moundsview.
Roberts,
yeah. Which I think is completely gone now.
No, it is completely gone.
But that Dave opened up that show, and actually, I got video of that, didn't I?
I was going to say YouTube, but Dave Rents live at Roberts.
Okay, and there, I mean, I had never seen you do your one man show before, and literally, it's like you're surrounded by instruments and playing multiple instruments at the same time. It's a sight to see. You're very talented.
Thanks.
Very talented. And you're—I mean, you could be a comedian with these.
I hope to maybe someday be a comedian.
Plenty of life left.
He kind of laces that into the one man show.
Yeah. And your art is very diverse as well. You get the music. You got your up and coming comedy career. You also do art. I've seen the 45s with
the dots.
Yeah, and you can. I think can you pick up those here at.
Yes,
the realm?
Absolutely.
How long does it take you to do? So what John's describing is a 45 record, and you do the dot art.
Yeah, I take fabric paint that I buy from Walmart and just put these little colored dots on it in sort of tribal improvisation mandalas, sort of like.
Mm-hmm.
Like the music, I just make it up as I go along. I don't plan anything. The beauty of improvisation, there's nothing to remember. You have to be fearless and just like jumping off a cliff and know that you're going to be able to fly back to the cliff. And the more you do it, the better it gets. And because it's real, it's present moment. And
well, I commend you for that.
Yeah.
So how many pieces does your dad have here, Pete?
Just 345s, I believe. But we could probably get some photos up on the web store here. Pretty soon, anything.
33rdrealm.com.
Old scrap metal to Maynard James Keenan's truck back in the day.
Yeah. Does he still live out there?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's real big into wine right now, and his whole property is just covered with grapes.
Hmm. Is it the same house that we went to the one time?
Pete Rentz. Let's talk about you. Chew?
Let's talk
about you.
Chewana.
Let's talk about R-E-N-T-Z. You see how I did that?
Yeah.
See how I did that?
We got a good vibe going right now.
Maybe TLC can be the new Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
The whole time you were talking about them, I was thinking of them in their commercials. The whole entire time.
I was
time.
Just thinking about those commercials. Okay, so Salt and Pepper. You know, they're doing these commercials now, mm-hmm, and they're fine. But have you seen what Spinderella looks like?
No.
She looks fantastic.
Does she?
Yes.
I always thought she was...
She hasn't aged at all.
Really?
She's not aged one day.
Not at all.
She if you put a bucket hat on her, does she look like she's 18 again?
Yeah, she looks just like Nas.
Can they do live Photoshop?
That must be it, because she hasn't aged a day. So big ups to you, Spinderella.
Well, Pete Rentz over here recently opened a store.
Yes, sir.
A storefront, store... Whole thing,
store.
Everything that's in it.
Yeah, it was just kind of
art, video games.
Yep,
retro.
Mm-hmm.
Live music.
Yeah, it started out as more of a music store, but now it's turned into more of a
young. The store has young men waving their hands.
Oh yeah, yeah. One of our open mic regulars who's got his debut show coming up here, February 6th, 13th. Yeah.
February 13th.
The Friday the 13th show.
Oh. Oh shit!
That's Altruist debut performance.
Nice.
This dude's been working his ass off.
Is he nervous?
Up and comer.
You're nervous.
21-year-old.
You're gonna fearless. Kill it. Fearless. Remember
fearless.
That.
Fearless.
Take a risk.
He's got the old soul. He's one of us.
All right.
But
he looks young though.
Yeah, it's turned into more of a...
He is young.
21?
21? You're 21?
Oh, man.
All right.
So much life ahead of you.
So let's talk about this. I know that the store thing was something you've wanted to do for a while.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get the studio out of the basement so I could separate that from family and everything to mm-hmm. focus and just fell upon this spot, which is way out of our budget than we wanted. But had the arcade in it. The owner has the arcade, and we just worked out a deal, and boom, here we are.
You spent a lot of time at Sandy's sewing den, and every time you went in there to get some hemming work.
Ended up at Randy's blowing den.
You look out that window across the street and be like, man, I wish I had a store in that spot right there.
Yes, sir. No, I've been looking for a few years and just never really had the opportunity to pull the trigger. And mm-hmm. had a backer to help me out, and we got this place started, and now we're rolling.
Here we are.
Yep. Dreams come true.
Well, musically, what are you working on now?
I'm just working on music. I haven't set any release dates for anything. I'm just working on music. Definitely working on a new project, but mm-hmm. until I get a solid finished product, then I'll promo it and do it properly.
Real proper.
Do it upright.
Proper lag.
All right. But now, I guess, what's the goal with the store here? What do you want out of this?
Like I said, it started out as a store/studio, and I've already tore all that shit down. Now it's just a concert venue, and I would like to get a liquor license and eventually turn it into an official club and have full-blown shows, you know?
If you get a liquor license, can I go to bartending school and become like a Tom Cruise cocktail kind of guy?
Awesome.
I just want to throw bottles around. All right, we're going to have to...
If you were my bartender, I'd come see you. So maybe you should think about a career change.
Ooh. Yeah.
You'd be good.
I do watch some daytime TV, and you see those commercials, and it looks enticing.
My brother went to that. Never bartended a day in his life.
So did my brother-in-law. He did, too. I don't know if he ever finished, but this obviously I didn't know him at the time. But something to think about, right? I mean, they get tipped well.
Yeah.
Probably hear some good stories.
Exactly.
I can give terrible advice. I think we can all vouch for that.
Yeah.
So, DaveRents.com, it was a website.
Not no more.
What happened?
Somebody pushed the wrong button on their computer and the whole thing came to an end. Which makes it even more exciting now because it was like, did it really exist or was it just in your imagination?
It was just a buddy of yours that threw it together, right?
But you can type my name in and you'll see some of my art and some of my music mm-hmm. and stuff.
And you can come down here, check them out.
Right. 33rdRealm.com.
33rdRealm. Right?
What time am I starting?
I think 7 o'clock, so the kids can come out and enjoy.
All right.
We'll have some kids jamming in the drum circle as well. It'll be very entertaining.
Maybe I should bring the kids. Are you the only one? What else is happening here Friday night?
The drum circle, and then afterwards it's kind of an open mic to if there's people that want to keep going, or mm-hmm. I'm just kind of free.
Kind of free or
kind of
totally
free?
Free?
We're going to stay open until as long as people are here and enjoying themselves and spending money.
That's be free, right?
And free drum lessons.
There you go.
For free.
Exactly.
No charge.
Like starts at 7, just...
Doesn't cost nothing?
It's a clinic.
Doesn't cost nothing. Jaden, you want to say something over here? Nope. All right.
Let's get him on.
Run!
Ask him
Run
a question.
For it.
Jaden, what did you have for dinner tonight?
Spaghetti.
You sound like a weird version of your dad. Jaden, do you like when your grandpa comes to town? I don't know what that means. What was that motion with his hands?
I have no idea what these young kids are doing today. I'm 62, remember?
Haven't forgotten. All right, Pete Rents, 33rdRealm.com, BloodyBoomBox.com.
Yes, sir.
Get all the info there.
Yep.
We should probably wrap this up here. We're at 58 minutes and 47 seconds.
Oh, boy.
And 51 seconds.
52.
Go all night.
Dave, you want to start playing something over there while I wrap this up here? Head over to thankyourob.com where you find the podcast link, listen to past episodes of the show, right? I Define Design, graphic design work. Link to that, Johnny Question Mark.
JohnnyQuestionMark.com.
The official website. Link to BrimsandTongues.com. It's there. It's all there. Link to Fuzz Talk Radio. Shout out to Fuzzy Nuts.
What up, Nuts?
What up, Nuts? and Amazon Associates. Tell us about Amazon Associates.
Go to thankyourob.com. You want to buy something on Amazon.com? Don't go to Amazon.com. Go to thankyourob.com. Click the Amazon Associates link. Buy your items that you were going to buy anyway, and then we get a little slice of that cheese.
A
very thin slice, but still a slice of the cheese. Amazon sponsoring the program, you know, using this through this Amazon Associates program. So it doesn't change the price of anything that you buy. And you can still use your Amazon Prime. You can still use any discounts or codes that you might have. So go to thankyourob.com, click the Amazon Associates link, and buy your Amazon items through there.
Here's a good analogy for that, because you say slice of the cheese. Imagine mm-hmm. you buy like a package of Kraft singles, mm-hmm. right? And that one single one,
yeah.
try to slice that into like 1/8. And then take that 1/8 and slice that one in half, because
right.
that's about the percentage we would get. But, right. you know, doing the podcast isn't free.
No.
It takes time. It takes
it
money.
Does. It does take money.
We want to advertise, you know.
Right.
Just support us if you can.
Yeah.
I want to thank Dave Rentz and Pete Rentz for doing the show.
We want to thank you.
You do.
You guys are some handsome fellas.
Oh, it's very sweet.
Shut your mouth over there. Shut your mouth. I'm going to end it with handshakes and high fives. Any last words, Johnny?
I got nothing.
Oh, no, you don't.
Why don't you play us out?
One love, 33rd round.